Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brea. This is day 9 of our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Psalm 91:11-12. For he will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they will lift you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. All of these verses are from the Tree of Life translation. The Hebrew for angels is melech, and it means watchers of Yahweh, holy ones. They carry out the work daily and meet responsibilities that only beings with personal bodies and spirits are capable of. So 25 things that the melech or angels do. They drive chariots with horses, 2 Kings 2:9-12. Now as they were crossing over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I will do for you before I am taken from you." So Elijah said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." He replied, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be so to you. But if not, it will not be so." As they were walking and talking, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind to heaven. And as Elijah was watching, he cried out, "Avi, Avi, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." Then he saw him no more, so he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. Obviously, the horsemen were Yahweh's angels. Number two, they guard cities. Revelation 21:12. She had a great high wall with 12 gates, and above the gates 12 angels. On the gates were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of B'nai Israel. Three, they wage war in actual body combat. Revelation 7:12-9. And war broke out in heaven, Michael and his angels making war against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought, but they were not strong enough, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Now, again, angels, these were the lost angels that rebelled against Yahweh, were thrown down to heaven, and again, they were not strong enough to defeat God's angels. Number four, they execute judgment. 2 Kings 19:35. Then it came about that night that the angel of Adonai went out and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the men arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Revelation 8:5-6. Then the angel took the incense burner and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to the earth, and there were clashes of thunder and rumblings and flashes of lightning and earthquakes. Then the seven angels holding the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. Number five, they minister to people. Daniel 6:23. My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they haven't harmed me, because I was found innocent before him. Now or have I committed any crime against you, O king? Six, they rule nations. Daniel 12:1. At that time, Michael, the great prince who stands over the sons of your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as never occurred since the beginning of the nation until then. But at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be delivered. Number seven, they help individuals. Matthew 18:10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father in heaven. Number eight, they sing praise and worship to Adonai. Psalm 103:20. Bless Adonai, you angels of his mighty in strength, performing his word upon hearing the utterance of his word. And that's important to remember, that angels only hearken to the word of Yahweh. And when we pray his word, they hearken to that. Psalm 148:2, praise his angels, praise him all his armies. Revelation 5:11, Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and elders. Their numbers were myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands. Number 9, they strengthen in trial. Matthew 4:10-11. Then Yeshua says to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship Adonai your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and began to take care of him. Number 10, they lead sinners to those preaching the Besorah, or Gospel of Yeshua. Acts 10:3, in about the 9th hour of the day, he clearly saw in a vision an angel of God coming and saying to him, "Cornelius." Number 11, they direct preachers and teachers, Acts 8:26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south on the road going down from Jerusalem to Gaza." Acts 27:23, for this very night there came to me an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve. 12, they appear in dreams, Matthew 1:20-21. But while he considered these things, behold, an angel of Adonai appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Ruach HaKodesh. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins." 13, they minister before Yahweh, Revelation 14:14-15. Then I looked, and behold, there was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was like a son of man. He had a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to the one seated on the cloud, "Put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is fully ripe." 14, they bind HaSatan. Revelation 21:2, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the abyss and a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. 15, they guard the abyss. Revelation 23, and he also threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short while. 16, they regather Israel, Matthew 24:31. He will send out his angels with a great shofar, and they will gather together his chosen from the four winds, from one wind of heaven to the other. 17, they protect the saints, God's people, Israel. Psalm 34:8, the angel of Adonai encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Acts 12:7-8. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He poked Peter in the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quick," and the chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals," and he did so, and then he tells him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." 18, they separate the good from the bad. Matthew 13:39-41. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Therefore, just as the weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who practice lawlessness. 19, they accompany Messiah to earth, Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay everyone according to his deeds. Matthew 25:31. Now when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-10. For after all, it is right in the sight of God to pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and to relief to you who suffer and trouble along with us. At the revelation of the Lord Yeshua from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, he will command judgment on those who do not know God and do not heed the good news of our Lord Yeshua. They will pay the price of eternal ruin away from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. On that day when he comes to be glorified among his Kedoshim and marveled at all who believed, because our testimony to you was believed. Number 20, they witness confessions, Luke 15:8-10. Or which woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search thoroughly until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. 21. They received departed spirits, Luke 16:22. It happened that the poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. Then the rich man also died and was buried. Number 22, they give laws. Acts 7:52-53. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed the ones who foretold the coming of the righteous one. Now you have become his betrayers and murderers. You who received the Torah by direction of angels and did not keep it. Hebrews 2:2. For the word spoken through angels proved to be firm, and every violation and disobedience received a just payback. 23. Guard the tree of life, Genesis 3:24. And he expelled the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he had Haravim dwelt there with the whirling sword of flame to guard the way to the tree of life. Number 24, they give revelation, 2 Kings 1:15. Then the angel of Adonai said to Elijah, "Go down with him, do not be afraid of him." So he arose and went down with him to the king. Daniel 8:16-22. Then I heard a human voice come from between the banks of the Ule, calling out, saying, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." He came near to where I was standing, and as he approached, I was terrified and fell on my face. But he said to me, "Son of man, understand that the vision pertains to the time of the end." While he was speaking to me, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground, but he touched me and stood up, and he said, "Behold, I am going to inform you about what will happen later in the time of wrath, for the vision pertains to the appointed time of the end." Yes, while I was praying, Gabriel, the one I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me swiftly about the time of the evening offering. He instructed me and said to me, "Daniel, I have come to give you insight and understanding." Daniel 9:23, at the beginning of your request, a message went out, and I have come to declare it to you, for you are greatly esteemed. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. Daniel 10:10-11. Then behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, "Daniel, highly valued man, carefully consider the words I am speaking to you. Stand up, for now I have been sent to you." When he spoke this word to me, I stood up trembling. And number 25, they impart Yahweh's will, Acts 5:19-20. But during the night, an angel of Adonai opened the prison doors, and leading them out, he said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people the whole message of this life." Elvina McCain, our Father, our King, Father, I thank you for sending your angels to watch over your people, Father. I thank you that we do not have to fear, for the angels of Yahweh are encamped around about us. Father, I thank you that they guard and keep and protect us in all our ways, when we need not fear any virus or harm or danger, as long as we are walking in obedience to you and trusting you. In Yeshua's name, amen.